wouldn't want to run a mile for the men and women who risked their lives for our freedom and security. If you want to say thanks this Memorial Day weekend, you can put on your running shoes and go to the Dew Burns Arena in Canton for the Memorial Day Mile to benefit the Wounded Warrior Project. Joining us to talk more about it is Lieutenant Colonel Justin Constantine and Keith Kormanek, who is the coordinator at Dew Burns and also the race organizer. Both of you, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Lieutenant Colonel, let's start with you. And I know that you met Keith and it all came together and this wonderful race was sort of put together. And what is your connection to the Wounded Warrior Project?
Yeah, I met Keith a few months ago through a mutual friend when I found out they were putting the race together. And I am a Wounded Warrior. I was shot in the face in Iraq in 2006. I'm a Marine officer. And so I was a recipient of Wounded Warrior Project's programs, and now I also sit on the board of advisors. So I'm very much involved with the Wounded Warrior Project, and this is fantastic where Keith and the others are highlighting what our Wounded Warriors have done for the country, but at the same time, we're remembering that there are thousands who paid the ultimate sacrifice, hundreds of thousands really throughout history, and so we're trying to honor them this weekend.
Lieutenant Colonel, how did the programs help you specifically?
Even when on the first day, my first days in the hospital, representatives from Wounded Warrior Project came by, introduced themselves, just let me know that people cared about me. It meant a lot. In fact, they left a shirt for me on my bed when I was having one of my surgeries, and I came back, and I still remember that day because they let me know that people across America cared how I was doing. So that was a very small gesture, but I've gone down and participated in a number of programs where a lot of the Wounded Warriors come together, whether it's a soldier bike ride or other activities where we can be around each other and we don't have to explain what we're going to do because we all understand it, and it just creates a great environment. I've also helped with some of their post-traumatic stress programs to help others who are out there battling post-traumatic stress and help create an environment where people feel comfortable coming forward and getting the help that they need and deserve.
Keith, I would imagine the beauty of having a Memorial Day mile is that everyone just about can run or walk a mile, and kids, adults, the whole family can participate.
Yes, we're really excited about that. We wanted to make it universal, so again, it's for everybody, and we wanted to, again, recognize the Wounded Warrior Project to have a festival after the race. So after the one-mile race on Dew Burns Arena, Von Vega Field, we'll be having a live band crushing day. We'll be playing. We have pony rides. We have face painting. We have food and beer trucks, cornholes. We have bocce ball. So we're really excited about having the festival afterwards to recognize the Wounded Warrior Project, and we can't be happier than to have Lieutenant Colonel Justin Constantine a part of this.
I would imagine we can all still participate. So for people listening who they want to say, okay, I want to do this, how do I find out more? How do I register? How much does it cost?
So they can go to Charm City Run to register. And Charm City Run will actually be closing down the online registration tonight, I believe at 6 o'clock, but they can still register and come race day, and register will be there at 7 a.m. The race will start on the intersection of Linwood and Eastern Avenue in Patterson Park, and they can register there as well. They can also go to beseenevents.com, and they can register through Beth Laverick's company. And we're excited to have a great crowd there, and again, for a great cause.
Wow, what a great way to honor our veterans and to help wounded warriors. Lieutenant Colonel Justin Constantine and Keith Kormanek, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.